Caribou say hope all is good, tis daf is getting daf nun vav. And we are very apropos starting the Tisha B'Av sugyas and in the Sefes Gittim about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Today we will talk about Kamtza Bar Kamtza, a pretty famous story, and other famous stories about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And then we'll go by Tirmitz Hashem tomorrow. But anyway, let's see the Gemara. We're here on Nun Hei Ambeis. At the 2 dots, about 6, 7, 8 lines up. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "My dechtiv Ashri Adam Mefakei Tamin and Mekashel Libo Yipol Bara." Right, it's good to be afraid. It's good to be careful of a person's actions. Tosos says here at the bottom in the last Tosos that he shouldn't be so much. He shouldn't rely on the fact that things are good. I should always be nervous that things may get worse. So he says, the Gemara says, the three stories of three people represent these people. This pasuk, rather, Akamtza and Bar Kamtza, which with that we're going to do today, because of those people, Chorav Yishalayim, Yishalayim was destroyed, Atarnagolo, Atarnagolta, Chorav Tur Malka, that Tur Malka was destroyed, was destroyed because of a female rooster and a male rooster. We're not going to get to that today. And then Ashaka Derispak, because of a carriage, because of some carriage, we'll also not going to get that today. Charev Beitar, Beitar was destroyed. Okay, let's go into those three, into the three stories. Kamtza Bar Kamtza, Charev Yishalayim, what's the story? Dahu Gavra de Rachme Kamtza, Ubal Devove Bar Kamtza. Right, there was a guy who liked Kamtza, right, and his enemy, right, the person he hated, was Bar Kamtza. Ironically, right, by the way, that was probably his kit, right, Bar Kamtza, right? It literally means son of Kamsa. Okay, right, possible that it wasn't, but ironically, right, Rashi doesn't mention that, which, okay, might be that it's not. Right, Rashi just simply says that was the names of two Jews. Okay, right, so it doesn't mention they were related, so maybe they weren't, but it sounds like maybe, you know, it was father and son. Either way, Avot Tzudaso, right, this guy, who was a friend of theirs and an enemy of Bar Kamsa, right, so... So he made a big party. He said to his servant, go bring me Kamsa, invite my friend Kamsa. So also Isili Bar Kamsa, and by mistake, as you probably know, he ended up bringing Bar Kamsa, his enemy. So he saw that he was there. He saw that his enemy was sitting there. Amarle, he said, Michti, who gavra bal de bava, to who gavra, who? Meaning that guy's my enemy. What's going on over here? Hey, my boy Zaka, what are you doing here? So kum puk, get out of my face. So Bar Kamtza said, well, since I'm here by accident, right, Shafgan, leave me alone, ve'avivna locha dami, or d'mei ma'adei chonu v'shasina, right, I'll pay for my food, right, I won't cost you a dime, just leave me here. So Gemara says that the guy said, Amalei lo, he said, no, sorry, bud, get out of my face. Amalei said, ve'avivna locha d'mei palgas v'sudasech, apparently Bar Kamtza had some money, so I'll give you half the food, half the money, for half the suda. So Amalei said, I'll pay you for all of it. Just don't embarrass me and kick me out. Amalei, lo. He said, nope, not good enough. So Nakta Biyade, right, he picked him up, right, and Ve'okmei Ve'afke, right, he threw him out. So Amar, and so Bar Kamtza said, Hol V'habu Yasri Rabbanu V'lo Machube. One second. The Chachamim were there, didn't say a word. Right, this is a pretty terrible, right, big time muster on the Chachamim. So Shemamim, right, what was going on over here, right? That's a good story. That's a good shy. Why didn't say anything? Fine. So, or maybe they didn't hear it, right? Push up shot, they probably didn't see it. So, but he said, oh, they were there, they didn't say anything. Shemamim Akan Ichaluhu. So apparently they're okay with that. So Azal V'Echobu Kurtza Bei Malka. So he went to, right, to say some Lashon Hara, right, about the Jewish people, right, in the king, meaning by the Caesar, right, by in Rome. So Azal, he went to Amarle, the Caesar, he went to the Caesar, Mardubach Yudai, the Jews are rebelling. So Amarle Miyamar. So Caesar said back to him, oh yeah, prove it. So Amarle, he said, Shagulu Korbana. So Bar Kamtza said, I got a great idea. Here's how you prove the Jews are rebelling. Send a Korban. Okay, Goyim were allowed to bring Korbanos. Right, that's not a thing. That is a thing. Right, we have on Sukkos, right, Goyim can bring Korbanos. So, but he said, right, Bar Kamtza had a plan, right? He said, send a korban, chazis imakir vinlay, right? See if they'll bring it. Now, normally, in normal circumstances, the Jews, of course, they would bring that korban. So also showed the Bialdi il glatilsa. So he sent with him, right, a very nice calf, right, a very nice cow, right? However you understand that phrase, means a very solid cow, right? Very beautiful cow. So Bahadi Dikasi Shadi Be Mume Benivsa Sayam. So Bar Kamtza made it a mum, right? In Nivsvar sign, right? It's either in his lip, V'amrilei, some people say, but Dugin Sheba'ayin, or in the cataract, in the guy's eye. Okay, in the cow's eye. Okay, right? Dukta delididon have muma v'lididu lav mumahu. Which, why did he do that specifically? Because for us, in the halacha, for a Jew to bring a korban, that was no good. But for them, right, for them to bring a, if we're going to bring a korban, if we're going up to bring a korban, that's not a problem. Right? They could, they're not allowed to bring a korban that is missing a limb, but they are allowed to bring a korban, right, that has that type of mum. So, Sabra Abana and the Krov, I mean, and Caesar, would they be like, why didn't you bring my korban? Okay, someone might even report that it had a mum on its lip, but they would have been like, well, who cares? Right, the goyim, we goyim can bring that. Right, the goyim knew some halacha, right, knew some Torah. So, anyway, so, he would have been upset. So, they didn't bring the korban. They'll see that they didn't bring it. So, what happens? So, Sabra Abana and the Krov, Mishum Shalomaka. So, Chazal, to their credit, thought that maybe they should bring the korban because peace, right? Again, listen, Caesar sends a korban, right, you can reject it, that's not a good idea, okay, has a mum, okay, fine, has a mum, but let's not get crazy and get killed. So Amalura, Zichari ben Avkulos, Zichari ben Avkulos, who clearly was supposed to get that point, he said, Yomru bali mumim kreivim l'gabi mizbeach, he said, people are going to think you can bring a mum on the mizbeach. Now, that's a little bit strange, right, because I'll deal with the fact that he was okay with bringing the korban if it had a mum, right, apparently, right, because that was the only concern was people will think, yeah, that you can bring shchut yichud, or korbanos with the mum on the mizbeach. Right? Apparently, he was okay, right, with shalom malchus overriding the fact that it had a mum, but he was not okay, right, with shalom malchus overriding the fact that people might make a mistaken impression. Right, so that's a good shaila. Right, so Chazal talk about that. Okay, either way, so shavu lemiktale, right, they wanted to kill bar kamsa. Lo lezel velema. So because, well, who's gonna tell the Caesar, right, that they didn't bring the korban? Right? Bar Kamsa is gonna tell him. Okay, might send messengers afterwards, right? No one's gonna. Bar Kamsa is the only one who's bar hachi here. So they thought maybe they should kill him. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkula said, Yomru matul mum bakotchim yareg. They'll say that anybody who makes a mum on an animal should be killed and based in. And people will get the wrong impression. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas is anava, right? Not killing, right? Bar Kamsa, right? Not paskening, right? Or he wasn't able, right? To get up and actually make this difficult decision. That destroyed everything because, you know, that obviously they didn't bring the korban, and then the Caesar heard about it and they sent, right, the army. So Shadar, sure enough, Shadar Alaihu, the Neron Caesar. So Neron Caesar was the first general the Caesar found out, oh, there must be the rebelling. So he sent Neron Caesar. See, Kaasi, when he came, so Shadar Nira the Mizrach, right, he wanted to see, right, if it was a good idea for him to destroy Yerushalayim, or attack at least Yerushalayim. So he wanted to see a siman. So he shot an arrow to the east, and it went to, also enough of Yerushalayim. It went to Falun Yerushalayim. Mamar Avishan shot it to the west, also enough of Yerushalayim. Sure enough, it changed directions like a heat-seeking missile, right, and fell on Yerushalayim. La'ar Baruch was Hashemayim, went in the south and north. What are we at? Yeah, the south and north. Also enough of Yerushalayim, so the arrow ended up in Yerushalayim. Amarle, apparently, Leinuka, so that obviously was a big sign. Amalei Linuka, he went and he saw a Jewish kid walking by. He said, Pasukli Pusuk Kacha, tell me what you're learning in Cheder. Right, what's your Pasuk? So Amalei said back to him, V'nasatiz masib Edom biyad amid Yisrael. I'm going to give, you know, make Edom take revenge on Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, that was another sign. Meaning another implication of that Pasuk is that Kosh Baruch Hu will inevitably punish those who punish Am Yisrael. So Amar, so Niron Kesar said, Kush Brichu Hu, Boy the Chruve Beisei, Boy the Pure Yode, Behu Gavra. So he said, what do you mean? What's going on over here? Meaning, Kosh Baruch wants to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, but he wants to clean himself, meaning he wants to kind of wipe his hands on me. Meaning, he wants to blame me. What? He wants to destroy, I don't understand. He wants to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, but then he wants to get me back for it. So Arak, he left, he ran away, but also Agayer. He went and he converted. Fanafik Minei Rabbi Meir. And sure enough, Rabbi Meir, it was descended from him. Okay, so, well, they just lost their general in the middle of the battle, so they had to send somebody else. So, Shadra Eluye, Laspasianus, Kaiser. So, they sent Aspasianus Kaiser to continue the siege. So, also, Tzara Le'etlas Shani. So, 3 years he was encamped around Yerushalayim, laying siege. Havuba Hanu Tlasi Asiri. and there were three rich people in Yerushalayim, and they were Nachtima ben Gurion and ben Kalba Savua and ben Tzitzis HaKeses. Right, those three people. Why? I mean, just to illustrate, right, why were they called that? So Nachtiz Noam ben Gurion, right, it was called that Shenakta Lochama Ba'avuro, because the sun, right, kind of came out for him. Right, the sun shone, right, for him. What was that story? So the story elsewhere. Where is that Gemara? I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember. But the Gemara says that there was no water for the Ole Regalim. Okay, so Nagvima Ben Gurion borrowed a ton of money and said, if borrowed all these cisterns from a guy, and he said, if Kosh Baruch doesn't send rain, because there was a drought, there's a big drought, if Kosh Baruch doesn't send rain, between this day and this day, I'll pay you for all, right? I'll pay you for all the money. Meaning, as opposed to just refilling, right, his cisterns. So sure enough, the last day there was no rain, so he was going to be chayav the money. So basically, he davened, the Kosh Baruch sent rain. And then the guy said, it's too late, right? Shkia Zacham is already gone. You missed it. The day is over. So at that point, he davened again. And then the sun, this is what we're talking about, the sun came out and pierced the clouds, right, to show that it was still daytime. So the guy got all of his water back. Okay, so that was that story. Ben Kalba Savua, why is that? Why did he call him that? That was Rabbi Kiva's father-in-law. Shekol, Hanechnas Labeto, Kishu Rav, Kekala Yotze, Kishu Sovea. But when a person would go into his house starving like a dog, he would leave very, very full, right, completely full. Ben tzitzis hakeses, why do they call him that? Shaya tzitziso negreres al gavik sosos. Because the tzitzis would kind of like, wouldn't fall to the ground, it would fall on pillows. Right? And basically he only would he either had it underneath him, people carrying him, or he only walked on it. Anyway, he was very, very, he's very, very wealthy. Igidavri, some people say, Shaya tzitziso would tell us being gedolei Rome. Some people say because he used to sit in Rome, right, and he was always kind of very, very appreciated over there. And I guess that's meaning that the place he used to sit, right, is indicative of that. Okay, Chad Amalehu. One of the guys, one of those three guys, said, "Ana Zainalehu b'chite yisari. We're in a siege, 3 years, no problem. I'll support all of Yerushalayim with wheat and barley." Chad Amalehu. One said, "Bidecharma uvedemilcha uvemishcha. I'll supply wine, wood, and the next one is wood. Wine, salt, and oil." The Chad Amalehu. One said, "Bidetzivi." One said, "I'm going to give wood." And Ushvachu Rabbanan, Chazal were very proud of him, they praised him, Elit Tzivi, for the one who gave the wood, because that was a much more bigger expense. Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said, "Kol Aklidi have a Maser the Shamei Bar Matzidi," because Rav Chista used to give all the keys to the person, the Shamei, I'm sorry, Bar Matzidi, meaning except for the key to his wood house. Right, Dam Rav Chista, right, Akalba Dechiti Boy Shiten Akalbe Tzivi, because meaning to bake a silo of wheat needs 60 silos of wood, meaning that was the most kind of valuable commodity over there. So we're playing settlers, make sure you get wood, etc., etc. No, I'm just kidding. Havalahum lemezan asar esrim v'chad shata. So these people had enough food for 21 years. But havabuhu hanu baryone. But there were these baryonim, there were these kind of kanoim, right? People who were like aggressive and violent, and they would call them extremists nowadays. And Amalu, they said, the Rabbanan, Nifuk Venavid Shalom Ba'adayu. So the Chachamim said to them, let's go make peace with them, right? Again, the city is surrounded by this, we'll raise the white flag. So those Lo Shavkinu. So, but the people who wanted to fight, the Baryoni wouldn't let them. So Amalu, they said, Nifuk Venavid Karva Ba'adayu. The Baryoni wanted to go fight them. So Amalu, the Rabbanan, are you crazy? You're not going to survive that. That's not going to work out. So Kamu, what do they do? Kalanu, Lahanu, Amavri, Dechiti, Visari. They went and burned down all the storehouses, right? All the Kalba Savuas and all their food, all their silos, right? They burned them down, and then there was a famine. Marta Bas Baisus was very, very, very wealthy. At Sirosa de Yerushalayim, she was the wealthiest woman in Yerushalayim. Havashadrusha the Shluchay Vamelazil Isali Samida Smida. She went out and said, "Give me some very fine flour." So the Azal of the Izavin, right? By the time the guy went, it was all sold. Asar Amalaha, he said, "Smida Lekach Sleka Chiyurta Ika." There's no more, fine flour, but there is Chiyurta. There's white flour, white bread, or whatever. Yeah, Amalei Zil Isili. Zil Isili said, "Okay." She says, "Go bring me some." The Azal, from where he went, is Davin. It was all gone. It was all sold. Also, Amarla, he said there, "Chiyurta Lekach Gush Kara Ika." Right, that he said, "Well, all the white bread is gone, but there is regular, normal, you know, kind of like normal bread. So Amalezo Isili said, okay, bring me some bread. Adazo, from the time we went to the supermarket, right, to the Isdavan, it was all gone. That was gone as well. I don't know why I didn't get something, but okay. Azav Amrla Gushkar Aleka, there's no more regular bread, but Kimcha Desari Ika, but there's barley flour. I said, okay. So sure enough, Amalezo Isili said, go bring me some of that. So Adazo, sure enough, he went there, and Isdavan, it was all been sold. Have a Shlifa Masana, he said, Shlifa Masana, did I skip a line? No. Yeah, sorry. Have a Shlifa Masana, meaning she wasn't wearing shoes. And Amra, she said, Epok Vachazi, Imish Kachana Medi Lamecho. You know what, I'll go myself. And so Asively Parcha Bekara, right, so the Gemara says that she's kind of stepped in some feces, some animal excrement, Umesa, and she was so finicky, right, that she died. Right, that's she's so delighted, not delighted. What's the word? Rach is like soft, but what am I word? Delicate. That's delighted. I'm looking at delicate. She was so delicate that she couldn't even, you know, step in dog poop and survive. Some people say no. The groger is the Rebbe Tzadok Gafla. It is the groger of Rebbe Tzadok that she stepped in. He's not a mesa, and that's when she died. What is that? Right. Well, maybe not. She stepped in. She brought achla. Right. She ate them. She ate these finished figs. These dried figs of Rebbe Tzadok. What is that? What story is that? Rebbe Tzadok Yosef Arba'in Shanin V'Tanisan Dolo L'Chayv Yishalayim. Because Rebbe Tzadok decided to fast for 40 years, right, so that Yishalayim would not be destroyed. Kav Achol Midi Ava Mitzkazi Abare. Right, and when he would eat, right, he couldn't eat anything, and you can see it Abare. I mean, anytime he ate something, you could see it inside of him. Ki Ava Bari, Rachman al-Tzlan, it evokes these images of the Holocaust. Right, so Ki Ava Bari, when he became, you know, when he was eating, right, he was not able to, you know, kind of pound food at night. It wasn't like the Muslims, they had a big massive party after sundown and all of Ramadan. So he had just a little bit. He was maisili grogros remites miyu veshadilu, and he would just suck out the juice of these figs and he would throw on the floor. And that's exactly what Marta Bar Bisas did. She ate that. But Kiyava Kanicha Nashe, when she was dying, she took all of her gold and silver, threw it into the market. Amra, hai lamai mi boile, my very powerful Muslim. What do I need all this money for? I need the chtiv, kaspa, mashut, abachutzos, yishalechu. And the Gemara Pazuk says in Yisrael Cheskel, right, about Yishalayim, that people will just throw their money, right, into the streets, right? It won't be any value to it, right? It evokes a memory of that scene in Schindler's List when Schindler is coming to the Jews in the ghetto and they're trying to buy stuff from him, and he's trying to be like, money is worthless, all you need is pots and pans, right? The actual goods are currency, right? Okay, that's you know, again, the Churban and the Holocaust for sure, a lot of things in common. Abba Sikra reached Bar Yoni to Yerushalayim, right? Abba Sikra was the head of the Bar Yoni. So Bar Achti Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai, he was actually the son of Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai's sisters, I mean, he was his nephew. Good. And Shalach Leis, so he said to him, Habitzina Lagabai, right? Come meet with me, right? He wanted to work something out. The Bar Yoni was the one who messed things up. So also Amar Leis, he said to him, what are you going to do? Why are you still doing this? You're going to starve everybody out. You're going to kill us all. So Amar Leis, so his nephew said to him, my Avid, I can't do anything. What am I supposed to do? The Aminulahumi, the Kadulay, right? I've already lost control of the train. Right? If I even say something, right, everybody else will kill me. And unfortunately, we see that nowadays, right? That plays out, right? Even though organizations and things may have started with good intentions, right? Now, very often, kind of the constituents take things off the rails. So Amalei, so he said, get me out of the city. Maybe I can save us a little bit. Right? So Amalei said to him, Nakot nashka b'ktiri v'leisei kuli alma. Right, maybe you'll be sick. Right, let's tell people that you're sick, and everybody will come visit you. And they'll ask how you doing. I see me the saria the agne gabach, and we'll have something gross, right? Some sort of dead animal, right, next to you where you're lying. The lame is nach nafshay, and people will think that you died. V'le'ailu bach talmidecha, v'lo la'ailu bach in yishachuina. We'll get your talmidim who are in on it, right, to take you out. We're going to bury you outside the city. And the little lirgishon, right, bach the kalalot. Why not? Because we don't want the people carrying you, right, in your body to realize that you're lighter. Meaning that you're not a dead weight. It's not literally dead weight, right? That you're alive, you're lighter. Because everybody knows right, that if you're alive, right, a person, you're going to be lighter, because Chayin Hosei Esatzmo, the Gemara says, that a live person kind of carries himself. So Abu Dhabi's, that's what they did. This boy, Rabbi Elazar, Mitzad Echer, Rabbi Shub, Mitzad Acher, right, so yeah, these Talmidim are carrying the mace, quote unquote, came up to the Pischa, when they came to the edge of the city, so Bo the Midkere. So they wanted to stab it. I mean, they want, again, no jokes, Bargani, he's not stupid. But they just wanted to stab, let's just stab him once, right, to see what happens. To make sure there's no scams going on over here. Amalu, they said, Yomer Rabin Dakar, they're going to say, well, they mean, they're going to carry his body outside. The Roman's going to see it, you know, stabbed, and Lachora, this, I guess it's in Tachrichim or whatever. They're going to see that, oh, you know, soaked with blood, and be like, they murdered their rabbi. So Bola Midchava. So they're okay. So they're, okay, fine. We'll kick him. We'll push him. Right. We'll see if he's actually alive. If he responds. So I'm a lahu. Yom Rabban Dachvus. So they're going to say, what do you mean? They're going to see that also. They're going to see that. This is how they treat their rabbis. Apparently, they were concerned for their own reputation. So sure enough, Pascha Leibav Benavach. Right. So they opened up the gates, and Rabbi Yochanan got out of the city. Kimatu la'asam. Amar Shama Alach Malka. Shama Alach Malka. When he went to. When he reached Aspasianus Caesar, he said, Shalom Aleichem King, Shalom Aleichem King. Sorry. So Amalei said back to him, so Aspasianus said to him, I think it's translated as Vespasian, no? I'm not sure. Anyway, Mechaevas Trey Kadla, you're Chayev Misa twice. Chada, first of all, Delav Malka, and first of all, I'm not the king. You got Karis Le Malka, you called me Caesar, you called me king. You're in big trouble. Vesu, number two, E Malka, and if I am king, why don't you come to visit me? Right, if I'm the king, you should have come earlier. So I'm related to come out to love Malka. And first of all, the fact that I said you're not a king, Ibra Malka at no, you are going to be a king. Do you love Malka? Because if you weren't king, Lo Mitzri Yishalayim Biyadecha, Yishalayim would not have been given over to your hands. Because Buzik says Valvanon Badir Yipol, right? That the Levanon, which is the Beis Hamikdash, will fall to Adir. Vein Adir El Melech. Adir refers to Melech. Tchsev Haya Adiru Mimenu. And that's a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so that's claim number one. First of all, you must end up being a king, and we'll see that he actually was, right, very soon. But because otherwise, Yerushalayim would not have fallen to you. And if you tell me, well, once I'm a king, wait, why don't you come until now? Baryoni these ben, lo shavkinan, right? These baryoni, these idiots, these extremists in the city won't let me. Amalei, he said, well, ilu chavis tava, the sheldvash, the drakon, koruch alea, right, if there's, so Aspasianus gave him, he said, I understand, if there's a barrel of honey, and a dragon, which obviously probably means a snake, right, kind of circled around it, lo havis shoven is a chavis bishvot drakon, you wouldn't break down the barrel to get rid of the snake, meaning that, he gave him a mashal, he said, why don't you just break down the walls, and let us in, right, forget the baryoni. So ishtik, so Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything back to him. He was tongue-tied. So Karyala Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, when he heard the story, Vitim Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Kiva said, Meshu Chachamim Achor V'daitam Yisavel, Yisachel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give Chachmah to the Chachamim. Right? He boiled the Meimar, because he should have said, he should have said back to him with logic, Shaklinan Savta V'Shaklinan Be L'Drakon V'Katlinan Le. He said, no, you don't break the barrel, you take a stick, and you kill the snake. Okay, but he didn't say that. V'Chavisa Shavkin on the way, and then you can free the barrel. Okay. Either way, so from while they're talking at the Hachi, while they're schmoozing, Asi Pristaka Alea Miromi, where the messenger came from Rome, Amarle, he said to Aspasianus, Kum, stand up, Demisle Caesar, because the Caesar died. Ve'amri Hanhu Hashivi Diromi of Sivcha Beresha. And sure enough, they want to make you king. So Avasiyim Chad Mesane, so Aspasianus, right, wanted to take off one shoe, and by the Messiah Achrina, and he wanted to put on another shoe, and lo ayah, he wasn't able to. By the Mishvala, oh, that's actually, that means he wanted to take it off. Leidach, he wanted to take off the other shoe, and lo nothing. Meaning, his feet basically swelled up. He couldn't take off a shoe, couldn't put on a shoe. So Amar my high, he said, what in the world is going on over here? So Amar lay, so Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, look, it's dire. No, don't be worried. Shmua Tova Asilacha, right? You heard a good news. You heard good news. Techtiv, because it says Shmua Tova Tidashin Etzem. And sure enough, right, make people swell up. They'll make them a little bit more physically proud, and you know that will actually make your limbs swell. So I'm like, my tekate. Well, what do I do to fix it? So Rabbi Yochanan said back then, lazy inish to lo mitzvah datach minei. Right, bring some guy who you don't like. For lichlev kamach, let him walk in front of you. Techtir, because Moses says v'ruch nechot evashkerim. Right, so Avraham, he said that's what he did, and Ayel, and it worked. So I'm like, he said to him, Well, once are you telling me you're so smart, you know all this? I didn't know my loyalty is the Gabbai. So once again, I ask you, why didn't you come to visit me? I say, Rabbi Yochanan said, I told you, the Baryoni, they're stopping me. I know. I also said to you, right? I told you, what, just get around the Baryoni. One second. Right. Okay. So now, meaning Rabbi Yochanan didn't basically respond, right, and didn't say anything. So now, Aspasianus, right, said to him. Again, this is why it's a little confusing because you would expect Amar Lecha to be Rabbi Yochanan, but this is actually Aspasianus. Anyway, so I guess the Chora of Vespasian said to him, Mezel Azilna v'inishachini mishadruna. I'm going to go, right? Mezel Azilna, I have to go. V'inishachini mishadruna, they're going to send somebody else. Right? And that ended up being someone much worse. Ela boiminai midi de asanacha. Right? Why, since you've been so good to me, since you've helped me out, I'll give you a wish. Tell me a wish. Amar Lei says, he said that famous phrase, Tain li yavne v'chachamea. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan said, give me yavne, right, and it's chachamim, right, you want to make sure that the Torah would continue. And then he asked for two other things. V'shu shilta de Rabbi Gamliel, and also give me some sort of, Rabbi Gamliel, take care of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, v'asvata de mesayin le'de Rabbi Tzadok, and also give medicine to Rabbi Tzadok, right, who's been fasting like this entire time. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva. So again, once again, either Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Kiva said about these requests, Meshim Chachamim Machor without the Misachel, right? The Chachamim, right, or go backwards, right, and the Kosh Baruch Hu, you know, makes them not think straight. He should have said, leave us alone, right? Get out of here, right? Okay, you want one wish? Lift the siege and go home. So what Rabbi Yochanan was like? He obviously thought of that. So why didn't he do that? Because he thought, oh, come on, the Romans have been here for 3 years. All of a sudden I just broke into this camp and I kind of told him he's going to be king and I told him how to heal his feet. And all of a sudden they're going to leave. So nami lo havi. Meaning that, so I want to get a little bit. Meaning, if I ask for the moon, rather than going to give it to me, then I'm not even going to get a little bit. So I might as well ask for a little bit and make sure I get something. Okay. As well as the Messiah of the Rabbi Tzadok, they gave the medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. What was that medicine? So Yomakama Ashkuya Maya de Pari. First day, they gave him water that they had kind of like soaked this wheat or bran or whatever. Malachamai is suke, right, a little bit more, right, a little bit more thick. Malachamai the kimcha, the next day water with flour. Ad the Rebbech Maya porta porta, right, until he actually ate real food, right, and that his maya, that his insides, right, became a little bit bigger, right, and he was able to eat actual food. Azar shadri, meaning I guess he stopped fasting, because I'm not sure why. Must have stopped fasting. Azul shadri le Titus. So sure enough, as you probably are aware, they ended up sending Titus Harasha, Titus, right, to continue the siege and ultimately destroy the base of Midrash. Amar, E Elohim Otsur Chasayubo. Right, that when you say where is a Kosh Baruch Hu, right? So that's Zeh Titus Arusha. That's a reference to Titus Shechirif Gideif Kavimala, who basically said terrible things towards the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, and cursed him, etc. Ma also, what did he do? Tafas Zona Biyado. He took a prostitute. Nicholas the base called Shekadashim. Once the Kosh Kadashim, he tzia Sefer Torah. He rolled out his Sefer Torah. V'avra aleh Avera, right, and he was with the prostitute on the Sefer Torah in the Kosh Kadashim. V'natol Saif, and then he took a sword. V'gider as a parochas, and he stabbed the parochas. V'nas anes, a miracle happened. V'hayad dam mivatzveitz v'yotze, and there's blood that came out. V'sabr harugas atzma, right, and he thought that he killed himself. I mean, not himself. He used euphemism for Kosh Baruch Hu. Rachman al Tzlan, he thought that he killed him. Shenemar as Pazik says, shagot tzorecha v'kerev mo'adecha, samu oso sam osos. So Abba Chanan or Rabbi Chanan says, no, this pasuk, mi kamocha chasin, v'kashet. Meaning, who is like you, who is so strong, right, that you can suffer, curses of this Russia, v'shosek, and do nothing. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel says, mi kamocha be'alim Hashem, mi kamocha be'almim. Right? What is it? He darshan out that pasuk means, who is like you in almim? Elam is someone who is mute. Right? Who is like you, the mute one, Akash Baruch Hu, who didn't respond when Titus, right, challenged him. Me asa, right, what did Titus do? Not also parochas, right? He took the parochas, v'aso kamin gargutani. He took it, made it like a bag. V'hevi kol kelim shebe mikdash. Right, he took all the kelim and the beis hamikdash and he poured it, put it into the parochas. For shivan besvina, right, he put it in a boat. Leilich the shabech leiro to go and get praised in the city. Shemar as the pasuk says, v'chein ra'isi rishayim kvurim uvo makom kodesh yalechu v'shtachu beir. Right, beir asher kein also. Right, so al tigri kvurim, don't say that they're buried. Ela kvutza, that they were gathered. Al tigri v'shtachu, that they'll be forgotten. Ela v'shabchu, that they will be praised. Okay, yigit amri kvurim mamish. Or maybe people say that it was actually buried. What does that mean? Dafili mili dimit. How do you pronounce that? Dimat morin igloi lahun. That even things that are kind of hidden, right? That was meaning the hidden Jewish things, right? Things that were in the Beis Hamikdash that were hidden to most Bnei Yisrael, right? Were igloi, were revealed, were seen by that city. Okay, fine. Amad alav nachshol shavayan. Apparently, when he was sailing there, right, there was a big storm, the tovo, and it was going to drown him. So Amar he said, "Kamaduna ani shalohem shaleilu ingvur azol b'mayim." Stita said, "Wow, apparently." Kosh Baruch was like Poseidon. We'll have the Elef Alfe 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 of Delos. He just controls the water. Right? Ba Paro. He came to Paro. What happened with Paro? Tavu Bayam. He drowned in the water. Ba Sisra. Rabbi Nachal Kishon. Right? Tavu Bayam. He drowned in the water. Now, that's not necessarily what happened to Sisra, but his army. Okay, fine. By Nachal Kishon. Af. Who omed alai l'tov any bayam? So b'mayim. So too, Titus thought, right, okay, Kosh Baruch is going to get me in the water. In Giboru, if he really has any koch, yalla le'abasha, let's go into the land. Yassi mi mochama, let's fight on land. So, careful what you wish for. Right, Kosh Baruch said, challenge accepted. Yes, the Baskol v'amralo, Baskol came out and said, Russia ben Russia ben beno shal Esav Russia. You Russia, the son of a Russia, the grandson, great 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 grandson of Esav. Birya kala yeshli ba'olmi. Olami, I have this little tiny creature in my world. V'yitu shma. It's called a mosquito. Amai korele v'riyakala. Why is it called a very light, tiny creation? D'ma'alnele islei u'mefakna lesle. It has a mouth. Food goes in, but food does not come out. It does not excrete anything. So olei avasha v'tasi imal nachama. He said, come on, let's go. Why don't you land your boat and you can fight this? So olei avasha v'yitu shvinichnas b'chotmo. Very, very, sounds terrible. If you've ever been lying around at night and like you have like a mosquito buzzing by your ear, it's impossible to sleep, right? So what happened? This mosquito went, or this fly, or ethos, this fly, whatever it is, went into through his nose, v'nakar b'mocha shevashanim, and it was pecking away at his brain for 7 years. Yamachada one day, havka chalev ababa debe nafcha, Titus was passing by a blacksmith, and he was banging away. Shamakol arasfasa, right, he heard the noise of the hammer and ishtik, and sure enough the mosquito went quiet. So Amar he said, ah, ita takanta, there's something for me to do. Oh, there's something for me to fix this. Kol yom amaisi nafko, right, so every day he would bring a blacksmith right to the king or to the palace. Umachol kame, right, and he would hit hammer. Can you imagine his respite, his relief was just to have some blacksmith pound away all day. A hammer on anvil. That's terrible. But Nachri, if it was a guy, if it was a guy, he would pay him, right, a little bit of money. The Yisrael, but if it was a Jewish blacksmith, Amar Li, he would say, Mistayecha de kachozis besanach atzlot besanach. Right, he said, your reward is the fact that you see me, right, suffering like this. The fact that you see your enemy, right, me, right, suffering like this. Atzlos niyomi avir hafi, for 30 days did this. The kanveilach after that came to dosh, since he got used to it. Right, whatever. So Tanya went on the Raisa, Amar Rabbi Pirkas ben Aruva, Ani Aisi ben Gdole Romi. Right, Rabbi Pirkas ben Aruva says, I was the ambassador to Rome. Right, I was there. Right, Ukeshemes, when Titus finally died, Patu was Moho, they popped open his brain, right, did an autopsy. Right, Umatsubo, Kitsipor, Duror, Mishkal Shnei Slime. They found like this big Tsipor drawer that weighed 2 sela, right? Sela was a coin, right? So you can imagine, right? It wasn't a tiny little gnat. It ended up being massive, massive bug, I guess. Pemasnisa Tanan, another Bryce says that Kagozal Bain Shnei Mishko, Kagozal Bain Shana Mishko Shnei Litrim. It was actually like a little pigeon that was three, 2 litron heavy. Our Rabbi Abayi said, Matina, we have a Masorah, Piv Shal Nechoshes V'Zibronav Shal Barzal, right? His mouth was made out of bronze and its claws were made out of iron. Gavah Gamais, when he was dying, so Amar Lahu, that's just one more line over here. Likluye Lahu Gavra Ulevadri Likitme Ashavyame Tel Eshkach Allah Diyudai Falokma Bedina. Right, he said basically burn me up, right, and scatter my ashes all over the place, all over seven seas, right, so that Kosh Baruch will not find me and bring me for judgment. Right, okay, we'll stop there. We're going to talk about it, and tomorrow we'll continue on with Unklus, right, a story about Unklus who was descended from him, or maybe related to him rather, right? Yeah, he was his nephew. And then he converted, etc. Obviously, you know, Unklus is a translation of the Torah, right, so we'll continue with that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Oh, I totally forgot, I apologize. The last thing to mention is this year has been Schus L'Lili Nishmas, Rav David Zelka ben Rav Tzvi Zev. My uncle's yahrzeit was today, so this shiur and today's learning should be in his schus. May his neshama have an aliyah.